It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. Tool members Adam Jones and Danny Carey blame a lawsuit for the delay of the band's next album. In an interview with RollingStone.com, Jones and Carey said Tool is currently being sued by a former associate who claims he was never credited when the band used his artwork for a project. The band then got sued by an insurance company that they hired to help them deal with the first lawsuit over technicalities in the case. Tool have since countersued, and that case should be going to trial in January. The band has gone public about the legal troubles because, in Jones' words, quote, "It's time the fans fully understood what's going on," unquote. As far as new music goes, Carey said the band hopes to have a new album recorded by the end of the year, and the band has enough ideas for a full-length album and are close to finishing a new song somewhere around 10 minutes in length. Jones didn't put any potential timestamp on the release, but promised that Tool are, quote, "not going to settle for anything but our best work, and the fans appreciate that," unquote. You can find more coverage in the Rock Report blog, 1065thebuzz.com. Judas Priest's 17th studio album, Redeemer of Souls, sold around 32,000 copies in the United States in its first week of release, landing at number 6 on the Billboard 200 chart. This marked the band's highest ever chart position in the U.S. and their first ever top 10 album. For the week, singer-songwriter Sia's new album came in at number 1 with 52,000 copies sold. Lita Ford has written an autobiography called Living Like a Runaway, a Memoir. Ford will tell her story about joining the Runaways at the age of 16, working with Ozzy Osbourne, and will also open up about what publisher HarperCollins describes as an increasingly terrifying marriage and how she gave up her sons to gain her freedom. The book is due out November 11th. More details available in the Rock Report blog. Also in the Rock Report blog today, ZZ Top have released the first clip from their upcoming Live at Montreux 2013 DVD, which is due in stores July 22nd. The Red Hot Chili Peppers have released a 5-song live EP for free download. You can find a link to that. And, of course, full coverage of Rock USA 2014 live from Oshkosh. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 1065thebuzz.com.